His name was Henry Miller. He was the first cousin I ever really met or knew. He was really positive. He was funny. He was extremely intelligent. He loved to read. But he was also really mischievous, though.
Like what?
So we went on this cruise, and there was a kitchen there. And we replaced all the salt with sugar, and all the sugar with salt. Probably one of the funniest things we've ever done together.
But it sounds like you guys had a really good time together.
Yeah, we were best friends. He was 9 when he passed. When I first heard it, my parents told me, I was like, "Are you joking, right?" I was just shocked. Like, there's no way that that actually happened. And it did. I remember when we went to his funeral, everybody knew him as the same kid that I knew him as. I wish he didn't have to go so early.
Yeah, that's hard to accept sometimes.
It's probably one of the worst year of my life. My grades were tanking. I was dealing with a lot of like newfound stress. I've gotten a lot of fights. Just, I'm on the spectrum, so I'm getting off topic.
No, it's okay. I mean, dealing with grief is part of, you're talking about the experience of it. How did you kind of get through it?
Mainly just by accepting it, saying, like, I can't bring him back. I think that's what's been getting me through, you know, just knowing that he's up there and he's definitely watching down on all of his family and friends and he's smiling. I'll never stop missing him.
Yeah. How did you get to a better place?
Really, it just took time and lots of help from friends and family.
Are there things that you would tell other kids who are going through similar losses?
If people are trying to help you and you don't feel comfortable with it, just don't be aggressive. Just say that you just don't feel comfortable talking right now. And if you do need help, don't be afraid to ask someone you trust.
Yeah. Do you feel like you bring him up partially to keep his memory alive, that that's something that's important to you moving forward?
Yeah, I never, ever want to forget him. And I realize that he's never truly gone as long as people remember him. I think I can leave this place happy knowing that somebody may get something from this and I may have helped somebody.